Hey, it's Z, and we're here with Gemini Syndrome. They're playing Hooligans tonight. So I know you guys just played Welcome to Rockville. How was that?
It was awesome. It was cold and freezing and not humid and not on the verge of making us faint and pass out and get eaten by an alligator in the swamp.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, Daytona gets a reputation. There was no bikinis, just alligators and swamps.
I'm disappointed for you guys.
Yeah, we were all disappointed.
How many people did you guys play for? Estimate.
Probably 17 million people. Felt like it.
Sounds right.
Yeah, the surfing was insatiable.
Tell me about this tour that you guys are on right now.
How's it
been going?
It's been great, yeah. Our booking agent, we got him a map of the United States, and we got some darts and a blindfold, and he just started throwing the darts at the stage, and we were just like, we stopped him at 5. We're like, all right, no, that's good.
Have you had any like weird experiences that you are definitely going to remember?
Well, the thing that we were driving on the freeway last night. Stefan was actually driving. And there was a light behind us, probably about like 100 yards above, like following us, but at our exact speed. And then, so we were like, oh, what the fuck is that? So we like sped up and the light was following us at the exact speed, like kept on following us. And then he like slammed on his brakes, pulled over, and the thing just stayed like hovering. And it kind of came and it had like circles going around, like super classic UFO thing, right? And then so he starts, so Stefan, he just like, he screams and he drives. He like accelerates as hard as he can. And he's driving, we're swerving. And next thing you know, we like wake up, but we're like on the other side of the freeway, like in the ditch, like by the green next to all the trees. And AP, my bass player, he was pregnant. He was inseminated with the seed of an alien child. And so that's why he's not here right now, because he's happened to have this thing pulled out of his ass.
Isn't it the year that the Jeepers Creepers guy wakes up? Maybe it's him.
I think probably that was a time travel movie, and AP's about to birth that thing right now. Whatever you want to call it.
Dude, I can't. Are you guys doing
something? It's fine.
Hey now.
Yeah, so Meigs is about to join. We're just talking about how aliens inseminated AP with the spawn of Jeepers Creepers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeepers Creepers, the fucking wing. Oh, I love him.
Yeah, but he, like, drove a stick shift, so that was cool.
Resume. I came in to check on this guy to see, make sure he didn't kill himself.
Oh, he did. That's his ghost.
Oh, it's the ghost. Stefan.
Wow,
what an ugly ghost.
Come on, Meeks. Come on, hang out, bro. Don't be a stranger.
I'll just chill for a second.
Yeah.
Did you guys get any information on your guitar that went missing in Vegas?
Oh, God. You're going to make me sadder today.
I'm sorry.
I have not.
Maybe we'll put it out and maybe people...
Yeah, I have not, but it's still, you know, it's still out there in the ether of thieves. Please return it back. No question.
What did you get for all that gambling, all those cockfights you go to?
All the dogfights?
If you were in debt to the mob.
With or without chickens?
Just cocks. No chickens involved.
All cockfighting.
Have you called the Pawn Star guys?
Are they in Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
No, but
really
I think. No, funny you say that, because I think Scum, who's A&R for Schecter Guitars, I think he sent a message to them, but I don't know. How do you go about the Pawn Star guys?
I mean, if you stole a guitar and you went onto a TV show to pawn it, you'd have to be the dumbest fuck.
You have to be a real stupid shit, because the fucking guitar has my fucking name on it.
They're like, oh, this is a guitar by me. And they're going, oh, let me look it up online to get the value.
Yeah, and it's all over the internet.
Yeah, stolen.
Yeah. Plus, there's a police report.
If you're listening and you stole it, you're not stupid. I mean, we're sorry. Listen, just
fucking shit.
Yeah, just don't. Whatever you do, don't open the battery pack and look for all of the drugs that we smuggle in that thing. Because that's
all the cocaine in.
That's why we. That's why we FedEx it. Wink, wink.
This is the type of shit you get. This is what you get right here, this guy.
Can't complain. So tell me about the new album you guys are working on.
Well, yeah, it's time to write an album. So we've been trying to just get... We're going to the studio. We're meeting with Justin Bieber's co-writers. And we're going to just take it to, like, a whole other level. We tried to do a song with Beyonce is her name, and so we're working some dancing indoor stuff, and expect a lot of clapping, a lot of stomps, and some wo-yos and whistles.
How many times are you gonna say baby in your new song?
Ooh. Dude, here's the thing. We're going to spell baby so many times. We're going to make this an educational album.
When do you guys expect that to be ready to release?
The goal is to start putting out music within the next couple of months. So we're going to have a single out, hopefully, you know, ready for summer.
Awesome. So you guys went independent recently, right?
Well, I mean, we've hopped around. I mean, we were on Warner Brothers, and then we're on Sony, and, you know, we're just trying to, we're, at a certain point, we're just trying to do things a little bit differently right now. You know, it is, we have an NDA signed, with the Illuminati, and we're not allowed to disclose the information, because it does, we might wake up to business shit on our bed.
Gotcha.
We don't want to get all herded up.
What are you guys looking forward to on your next tour coming up in August?
You know, you sound like you're reading those questions, but you're actually like, you have a mind like a steel trap.
Thanks.
Yeah, good. Like, I can see you just going down the checklist. Well, could you repeat the question?
Your next tour, because this one's coming to an end soon, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? So your next tour coming up, what do you guys have in store for that one?
Well, this tour is the Red Darts. And then the next tour is the Blue Darts. So it's 5 Blue Darts. This clump landed, like, around the Ohio area. So we're going to, like, do... Luckily, one of them landed on incarceration. So we're going to do that one. And then, like, a couple other things. We're doing something in the Michigan... Lake Michigan. Something, like, maybe, like, towards, like, the Anchorage. Maybe North Pole area. But if you go to GeminiSyndrome.com at Gemini Syndrome Twitter at Gemini Syndrome Facebook at Gemini Syndrome on Instagram, you'll find all sorts of stuff. But if you go to at Gemini Syndrome on TikTok, you'll just see a bunch of sick dancing.
What else do you want to leave with your friends as we wrap up?
Just a big just a hug some
hugs
love
to all the fans,
peace and love, and God bless us everyone.
Gotcha. And how can fans support you the best?
How can they... Do you know what? They support us the best when they support themselves the best. So just take good care of yourself. Keep your feet on the ground. Keep your... Reaching for the stars and everything's going to be just awesome. Fine.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for your time.
And we'll see you on stage in a couple hours.
Better.